Hello, everyone. Just wanting to come in and pop in with the mini episode for this week. I'm like looking at the time codes on everything and noticing that my mini episodes are more like just full-sized episodes that I don't talk about. Like, I just don't talk about RESPA or TILA or other boring mortgage topics. I am just like, should I really be calling them that? I don't know. Maybe I will change it to something like, you know, here are the study podcasts and here are like the daily random business life podcasts. I'm not really sure at this point. I'm not really like looking forward to changing all the words on and names for all my podcasts. But I would be okay with it. Like, especially if I started bringing on business owners and talking to them, I don't think it would make much sense to have like an hour long mini episode and then maybe a 30 minute like study episode. So I'm gonna have to like figure out a new name for this. And yeah, I want to say thank you guys for all the listens. I am actually kind of excited to see everyone listening to my episodes. You know, I'm looking at my Anchor dashboard and I have 70 all-time plays. I have 8 unique listeners and an estimated audience of 6 people. So I don't know who you all 6 of you are, but thank you guys for listening and thank you guys for sticking with it. I know it's rough. It really is. I'm definitely not denying that. I could do a lot more. But I'm just really, really proud when I see that. And I'm like, maybe this could be something. Maybe this could really pick up. And I just want to make a quality podcast for everyone who is studying. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. And seeing where it'll go, I'm really open to suggestions. I'm really open to critique, constructive criticism, and everything like that. So this is like the first non-study episode of 2021. My study episode on the Dodd-Frank Act and the 2008 Great Recession was published on the January 1st. So I was excited to release that one. The next one that I'm recording is the mortgage lending terms. And so I'm putting everything together for that. I'm about like 70%. No, I'm about 30% done with all my research. So it is coming along. Yeah, I wish I was more at the 50% mark, but unfortunately I am not. I have a day job that I go to every day, and sometimes I get tired after it, and sometimes I get busy, and sometimes it's hard to come back and just start recording things. So I try to relax hard, and as much as I work hard, if that makes any sense, you know, make sure that I'm not burning the candle at both ends and really stressing myself out. Because in the past, I have gotten to points where I was so burnt out in my life that I couldn't really do anything that well. So that's what I'm going to talk to everyone today about, is learning when to say no and learning how to pace yourself in your work life. Before we get into it, here's an ad. All right, so I think that like it's hard to talk about because I feel like the American culture really, really values this working yourself really, really hard and, you know, nothing can stop me. And that is so great and so good. But we also have to pace ourselves, and we also have to learn how to relax, and we also have to learn how to clear our minds and find happiness. I sometimes like really cringe when I see people be like, never settle, never let yourself rest. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, isn't that the recipe to one day burn out and one day like not have any fun and live life versus just working and making more money? Like, I understand that making money is really important and a lot of people's work brings them purpose. But I also understand that it can be kind of addicting in certain ways. And a culture that says, like, you know, when you, I've just seen these quotes, like the millionaire mindset quotes, where it's like, when others are sleeping, I'm working. When you're partying, I'm networking. Like, and it just goes to this list of like, when you're wasting time, I'm bettering myself. And I 100% agree with that, because I am kind of the personality that never really sits down. Like, I was that for a lot of my life. But I also have to think, like, you need to hang out with friends. You need to connect with family. You need to, you know, let yourself relax and have fun and do that. But you also need to work hard and do that too. Like, I think that there's a really good balance that some people are able to find. But I think this throwing yourself into your work and not really, and losing sight of what is around you and losing connections that you had is really damaging to relationships and ultimately not sustainable, because maybe you'll get to your goal and that'll be awesome, but what will you have around you? What will there be left when you got to the top? Like, is anyone gonna be there after all you did was focus on your work and not the relationships? I've seen some people say that, like, you know, it's hard being at the top because how did you get there, you know? But that's just some like food for thought. I definitely don't have all the answers. I wanted to pop in with this really, really quick episode just at the top of the year, you know, and talk about that. I think that it's something to think about and something to consider how well you balance that in your life. So now I'm going to talk about like just some things that have been on my mind, like not related to work or anything like that. I have had this weird like dream of having my own hobby farm. One day, I think it'd be awesome to have my little homestead with my goats and my sheep and my ducks and chickens. You know, I really like the idea of self-reliance, you know, having a garden, being able to can my own food, just doing more things for myself, because, you know, I'm not the kind of person that thinks, oh my goodness, like the grocery stores are gonna fail on me, you know, tomorrow and I'm not gonna have anything. But why am I completely relying on systems that I don't agree with to get by in my daily life? You know, we buy meat from companies that treat their animals horribly. We, like, you know, by going to a grocery store, many times we support companies that have less than good morals on how they treat employees, animals, everything in their system, when there's certain tasks that we can take on ourselves. You know, we can grow our own food. We can then can our own food. We can raise our own chickens for eggs or meat or whatever, you know, and it's not that hard. At some point, our ancestors once did that. So why can't we balance our lives of, you know, self-reliance and our lives of our careers? I 100% think that this is doable with some land, with some patience, and with some research. It's a completely reasonable and obtainable goal to take the reliance down off of grocery stores and supermarkets and put it on our own selves. And so I've had this idea rolling around in my head for a little bit, but I think as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that I don't agree with people, like certain companies and certain people that are at the top of those companies, and wondering why I have to support that to get by in my daily life, I guess. So respond to me and tell me what you think. I would love to hear back. I'm like, I have all these books about homesteading. I'm watching a bunch of videos on people that have these homesteads and hobby farms. I'm doing a lot of research about raising the animals that I want to one day have on my hobby farm. So I guess I'll keep you posted on that. Maybe that'll be a section. I don't know. Am I a podcaster enough if I have sections in my podcast? I don't know. But I hope that little rambling, that little like talking about homestead, maybe that hit home, hit home with some of you out there. Maybe you have something to add, maybe personal experiences or something like that, but I would love to hear them. Please share them and reach out. Thank you again for my listens. It's not much, but it's honest work. No, but really, I'm proud of it, but I see so much more potential, and I just really, really want to grow it and expand it. And, you know, it's not going to be like, pardon my take. It's not going to be like the Joe Rogan Experience. Like, I have no intention of it being, you know, a huge podcast, but I hope it's a podcast that helps someone, you know? So anyway, thank you for listening, and a full length episode, or like a study episode, will be coming out on Friday.